Hallo und einen wunderschönen guten Abend. Wieder einmal heißt es pünktlich um 20:14,3 Uhr. Herzlich willkommen auch im Namen der gesamten Crew hier bei uns im Musicstar zu Norderstedt. Ihr seht schon, hinter mir sind gewichtige Dinge aufgebaut. Das heißt, man könnte sagen, es wird gleich kräftig oder mit anderen Worten auch laut. Nichtsdestotrotz bitte ich euch, die Handys auszuschalten, denn es wird nicht nur laut, es gibt auch ruhige und zarte Momente. Und da wollen wir doch vermeiden, dass ihr von den Nachbarn komisch angeschaut werdet. Ja, das mit dem Ausschalten, das gilt auch für die Blitzlichtgeräte. Die bitte ich nach dem ersten Song, und heute bin ich mal ganz großzügig, weil wir haben so ein bisschen gemischtes Programm, erkläre ich euch gleich noch. Nach dem ersten Song im ersten und nach dem ersten Song im zweiten Set die Blitzlichtgeräte auszuschalten. Fotografieren dürft ihr natürlich das ganze Konzert über, aber dann, wie gesagt, ohne Blitzlicht. Ich möchte aber nicht nur von Verboten reden, wozu im Übrigen auch das Rauchen gehört, auch hier im Raum, aber auch das heimliche Rauchen auf den Toiletten. Nein, leider nicht. Aber ich habe, wie gesagt, auch gute Sachen, nicht nur Verbote, sondern auch Gebote. Zum Beispiel, greift einfach zu diesen Programmflyern, die da hinten auf dem kleinen Tischchen ausliegen. Nehmt sie mit, kostet nichts, und wer das dann durchblättert und dort so ein paar Namen findet von Musikern, die ihm vielleicht nichts sagen, was sie musikalisch schon machen, na, der greift gleich zum Stapel daneben, zu unseren Vorhör-CDs. Die sehen so aus. Nehmt die mit und kann sich dann das Ganze mal anhören, denn von den allermeisten Acts so in der nächsten Zeit ist jeweils ein Demosong da drauf. Und da könnt ihr zu Hause schon mal in Ruhe reinhören, was ihr dann hier auf dieser Bühne live erleben möchtet. Ja, jetzt kommen wir zum schwierigsten Teil des Ganzen. Ich möchte an euer Liebstes. Also keine Sorge, ich will niemandem den Freund oder gar die Freundin oder Ehefrau ausspannen. Nein, es geht nur um das schnöde Geld. Und dazu habe ich natürlich wieder unser Haustier, das Scheinreinschwein, mitgebracht. Ihr habt keine Eintrittskarten kaufen müssen, weder im Vorverkauf noch in der Abendkasse. Das ist auch richtig so, denn wir haben unser Konzept und sagen, nein, um die Künstler und die Gagen zu finanzieren, gibt es bei uns keine Zwangsabgabe in Form von Eintrittskarten und teuren Preisen, sondern unser Konzept heißt, jeder gibt das, was ihm die Musik und die Künstler wert sind, und das im Rahmen dessen, was er sich denn auch so leisten kann. Und das auf freiwilliger Basis. Darum kommen wir mit diesem Scheinreinschwein in der Pause zwischen den zwei Sets, die es heute geben wird, und nach dem Konzert bei euch vorbei und bitten um eure milde, aber umso warmherzigere Gabe. Ja, dieses Konzert setzt natürlich zwei Dinge voraus. Das erste ist, dass ihr wirklich wahre Musikfreunde seid, die wissen, was die Künstler hier leisten und dass sie von dem, was sie hier machen, leben müssen. Das unterstelle ich mal, passt sowieso. Das zweite ist, ihr müsst nicht nur wollen, ihr müsst auch können. Da wir aber hier im gut situierten Speckgürtel der Stadt Hamburg leben, habe ich da auch keine Bedenken. Ja, kommen wir jetzt aber schon zur Musik. Ja, das ging schnell heute, was? Ja, bei der Musik, ich sagte schon, es ist viel aufgebaut. Das liegt nicht nur daran, dass es viel laut gibt, sondern auch daran, dass es heute viele Leute gibt. Wir haben nämlich ein ziemlich bunt gemischtes Programm. Wir haben nicht nur Hollis Brown, wir haben auch Bruce Sudano. Und Bruce wird anfangen, wer ihn vielleicht nicht kennt, ein Singer-Songwriter, der über viele Jahre seine eigene Karriere so ein bisschen zurückgestellt hat, aus privaten, familiären Gründen, der aber für viele sehr bekannte Leute, unter anderem auch für seine Ex-Frau Donna Summer, wirklich tolle Hits geschrieben hat. Und jetzt startet er mit der eigenen Musik wieder richtig durch. Und Bruce wird anfangen, dann wird es so ein bisschen weitergehen mit, ich hätte was gesagt, wechselnder Besetzung. Und danach, im zweiten Set, dann Hollis Brown mit dem Griff in die vollen Seiten. Ja, ich wünsche euch auf jeden Fall bei diesem gemischten Programm ganz, ganz fürchterlich viel Spaß. Ich glaube, es wird ein toller, unterhaltsamer Abend. Und jetzt spanne ich euch nicht länger auf die Folter. Begrüßt mit mir zusammen ganz herzlich Heute Abend hier auf dieser Bühne live im Music Star. Bruce Donato!
So my name is Bruce Sudano, and I'd like a little more reverb, and a little less mid. And I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I'm happy to be here this evening. I'm very fortunate to have some boys from Hollis Brown sitting with me and a little moral support. That's a little too much reverb. So I can't tell if I'm cold or if I'm warm, if I should take my jacket off or not. I probably should take it off.
Yeah.
You can mute this microphone, too.
This is your one beautiful life. One, two. Beautiful life. This is your one beautiful life. cooking in the oven. Somebody that you know needs a little loving. People dying every day, that's something. This is your one beautiful life. This is your one beautiful life. Live it up. Find a little bit of truth along the way. Don't give up on your dreams cause you're too afraid. See in the end it's all just gonna fade. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a pot on the boil in the kitchen. There's a woman down the hall, she gon' miss it. This is your one beautiful life. This is your one beautiful life. Live it up.
Know you're never too old to learn. That's the trick. You gotta keep learning. You gotta keep going. You know, recently I relearned a lesson I thought I learned a long time ago. Basic thing, but I had to remind myself,
make no judgment, make no judgment, make no judgment, no, no,
no, 'cause we live in this information society. Where everybody's making comments. Everybody's got something to say.
I make no judgment. I make no judgment. I'm a walking,
but I'm not sure where I'm going. I'm a walking. Down these sidewalks made of stone.
while well-intended loved ones offer up their explanations. Past the mountains that I'm facing, got a way they think worth taking, I should choose. When they got no way of knowing which way and where I'm going, 'cause they ain't walking in these shoes. Of these shoes, only one man can wear them. Of these shoes are right and tight with a fragile soul. Of these shoes are telling their own story with every little step they're taking. Well, this is a solitary street I'm walking in these shoes. Why's he doing this? Why's he doing that? Why's he going here? Why's he going there? They wanna know. They wanna know. Well, I'm a running, scared and frightened where I've been. I'm a someone running, running from the very end. With my laces tight as they can take it, 'cause these mics are gonna make it back to where I still can fake it, like I never known the blues. Never. Well, it's a tricky situation. There's not one good explanation. Oh, when you're walking in these shoes. Of these shoes. Only one man can wear them. Of these shoes are right and tight with a fragile soul. Shoes are telling their own story with every little step they're taking. Well, it's a solitary street I'm walking in these shoes. How many roads must I walk down? How many miles
walk in your own shoes. Take the best road you got. Don't look back. Keep looking up. A tissue.
About this song, we brought it up to the record company. We said, had the song. Record company said, yeah, we really like the song. We think you should give it to Cher. And we said, no. So anyway, so the song went in a box, and about a year went by, and then we were making a record. And the engineer in the studio went into this box and was going through tapes and found the song and brought the song up and said, hey, why don't you guys do this song? And we said, okay. So we did the song, and this is the song that I'm talking about. Maybe some of you will know it. I don't know. Kinds of strangers, price is right. You can't score if your pocket's tight. Do you want a good time? You ask yourself who they are, like everybody else. They come from there.
Everything gonna be alright.
talking about the bad girl.
I'm going to bring a friend up here.
Bad girl.
This is Mike Montali from Hollis Brown. You know, Mike should be singing on that mic for this song with me. So as everybody, I'm sure, is aware, these are very interesting days in which we are living. And, you know, there's lots of things you can say and lots of questions you can ask. And, you know, and sometimes the simplest things are the most elegantly beautiful. And so this song just came into my mind, and I'm sure you all know it. It's one of, I think, one of the greatest songs of all time, even in its beautiful simplicity. But let's see.
How many roads must the man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before it sleeps in the sand? Oh, and how many times was those AK-47s fired before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. It's blowing. It's blowing. The answer.
The answer, my friend. Bruce Sedano, everybody. Woo! Mike Montali. Woo!
Got one more, and I'm gonna bring up Hollis Brown. They're gonna rock you a little bit. But just to continue the mind thinking a little bit. I've been looking around for some common sense. Out the open window and up under the bed. Can't seem to find it, don't know where it went. But I'm getting kind of nervous, cause there's not much left. Where's this gonna lead us? Where's this gonna end? When logic's lost, it's never good, my friend. We need common sense. A little common sense. Come on, people, use your heads. Some common sense. So many brainwashed to a hard extreme. They don't give a damn about the in-between. Stuck in the corner of their own possession. The wrong party and the right religion. Well, maybe we could all learn something if we kept an open mind. So nothing gets accomplished when you only demonize. We need common sense. A little common sense. Call me, boy, use your heads. Common sense. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's wrong with a little bit of understanding? Find a way to make a sacrifice. Talking to our leaders and to you and me. Cause we all need to share responsibility. It's all so fragile, there's a lot at stake. And there's one last straw to cause it all to break. Yeah, I've been looking around for some common sense. Out the open window and up under the bed.
Give it up for Bruce, everybody.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. A couple of minutes and we're bringing out the hottest young rock band in America. A couple of minutes, Hollis Brown, hang out. Hello, everybody. How y'all doing? Thank you for coming out.
How you guys doing? All right? You feeling okay?
Yeah!
Thank you so very much for coming. We're called Hollis Brown, and we're from New York City. And last year we got to do something real special for another band from New York called the Velvet Underground, and we did a tribute record to them. And we'd like to try one of those for you now. This one's called Rock and Roll.
Was over, nothing happened at all.
put out a brand new record. The title of the record is called Three Shots, and we're really proud of this record. It was a real achievement of us to be able to come together and create the songs and find the funding and make the music. And it's been a really great tour for us. We have three shows left, and we'd like to try a few songs off of our new album. And this one is the title track. It's called Three Shots. Is about falling in love with the wrong girl and wanting what you can't have. It's called Sandy.
Baby, well, I need to see her in the jaw. I need a I want.
can be dirty words, and I'll be in the Middle East just another couple of weeks. I've killed men and I've seen men killed. Now won't you wait? Have been off the new record, and so is the next one. It's called Sweet Tooth, and we'd like to give it out here to Wolfgang and to Andrea for having us out here tonight. It's called Sweet Tooth.
I'm
so much, everybody. We're gonna do a few acoustic songs for you now, if that's alright. First song of the acoustic set here is called Me More. It's a song that's on the new record, and it's a song that was written right after our last European tour. I went out to France for about 10 days, and I was trying to think of inspiration for songs, because our schedule is we write and record music, and then we go on tour for a long time promoting the music, and then when the tour is done, which is what's basically going to happen to us in about 5 days from now, we have to kind of think of new songs to write so we can record and then come back on tour, you know? And, this song, I was in Paris for like 10 days, and I was trying to think of inspiration for music, because I knew we had to make the new record, and I couldn't really find anything there, and I was walking the city and going everywhere, and nothing was connecting with me inspiration-wise, until I went to a Salvador Dali museum, and I saw a painting called Girl in the Window, and that same day, I just listened to a song by a songwriter named Guy Clark called My Favorite Picture of You. And it really touched me that he could create such a great song from looking at a photo. And I thought I would try and do that with the painting. It's called Mi Amor. Ooh.
Thank you.
This next song is a Neil Young song. It's called Revolution Blues.
Thank you.
stop, everybody. Don't stop. Hey.
Thank you.
been on tour close to 4 months now, promoting our new album, Three Shots, and we were really, really fortunate when the album came out that the Counting Crows took us on tour for about 3 months all across the United States, and it was a really great experience for us. It was really incredible to play for these huge audiences and really try, and it was really a dream come true for us. And about a few weeks into the tour, I went to the lead singer, his name is Adam Duritz, and I said, thank you so very much for having us, you know. It's a real gift for us, it's a real stepping stone for us, and we really do appreciate it. And he said, the only reason you're on the tour now is because I want to hear the song Faith and Love every single night, so you better play it. And we're going to play it for you now. It's called Faith and Love. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank you so very much for coming out tonight. We hope you're having as good a time as we are. This next song is the title track of our first record, and it's called Ride on the Train. Thank you so very much for coming, everybody. We'll see y'all down the road. great night. Thank you so very much, everybody. We're having a really great time. I'm really happy to be here. And hopefully next year we'll see you again. From London. His name is Mr. Alex Battinson, everybody. Give a round of applause to him now. And if you like any of the music that you've been hearing tonight, we have everything for sale in the back. We have our two records. We have a Velvet Underground tribute record. And we also have our t-shirts and all that other stuff back there. So hopefully you guys hang out. We'll get to meet a lot of you. And hopefully next time we come back, we'll see you again. Thank you so very much. This song is off the new record. It's called called John Wayne.